Unit 9D, Topic 3-7.
The future will be very small. In this final part of his series on business and technology, science writer Ian Bancroft looks ahead to one of the new technologies that will shape our lives in years to come. It is now almost impossible to imagine the world 40, 50, or sometimes even 20 years ago. Car factories in which there were no robots. Offices without computers and emails. No mobile phones. That central part of all our lives today, the World Wide Web, only began in 1991. Technology, and with it the world of business, is changing all the time. And it is not just changing quickly, it is changing more and more quickly. Developments which once took years seem now to happen in months. Looking ahead to the future is therefore even harder than looking back at the past. However, science is already beginning to show us a little of what the future will be like. And one of the new technologies that we'll certainly see more and more of is nanotechnology. Put as simply as possible, nanotechnology is engineering on an incredibly small scale, at the level of atoms. A centimetre is a hundredth of a metre. A nanometre is a billionth of a metre. That's about 1/100th the width of a human hair, and something so small that you can't see it at all with light. Scientists have to use special microscopes to work on this scale. At the level of atoms, amazing things can happen. If you change around the atoms in coal, it becomes diamonds. If the atoms in sand are changed around, the sand becomes glass or silicon chips. These things we can do already. But with nanotechnology, we'll be able to go further. In the aircraft and automobile industries, scientists are talking of a material that will be hundreds of times stronger than steel, but six times lighter. Nanocomputers will be almost unbelievably fast and small. Entirely new textiles will be developed. Nanorobots have the potential to revolutionize medicine, fuel production, cleaning processes, and many other areas of our everyday lives. All new technology comes with risks, though. Right now, no one really understands where nanotechnology will lead us. Some scientists even worry that nanorobots will take over the world. Others are afraid that we'll create superweapons. And is it ethical that with nanotechnology, we'll be able to change nature, live longer, and have perfect bodies? The future is always uncertain, and sometimes people can be very wrong. After all, a world-famous scientist once said that people would never fly. 6 months later, the Wright brothers made their first flight in an aeroplane.